The New Testament reading of Scripture this week comes from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Now, the subtitle is this, is the Visit of the Wise Men. Hear God's Word. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We have seen his star at its rose, and we have come to worship him." Herod was deeply disturbed by their question, as all Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and the teachers of religious law. "Where did the prophet say the Messiah would be born?" he asked them. "Well, Bethlehem," they said, "for this is what the prophet wrote. O Bethlehem of Judea, you are not just a lowly village of Judah, for a ruler will come from you and will be the shepherd for my people." Then Herod sent a private message to the wise men, asking them to come and see him. At this meeting, he learned the exact time when they first saw the star. Then he told them, "Go to Bethlehem, search carefully for the child, and when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too." Well, after this interview, the wise men went their way, and once again the star appeared to them, guiding them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house where the child and his mother, Mary, were, and they fell down before him and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chest and gave them gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But when it was time to leave, they went home another way, because God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. Wow! They bowed down and worshipped him. Did you know the astrologers traveled thousands of miles to see the king of the Jews? And when they finally found him, they responded with joy and worship and gifts. How different from the approach that we often take today. We expect God to come looking for us. He explained himself, proved himself, give us gifts. That's what we do. But those who are wise still seek Jesus, because they suspect that he is unlike any other person sent for a special purpose. The question for all of us is, do you really know him? And how important is it to discover him for yourself? That's what we call a personal relationship with God through Christ. Check it out. You'll be blessed.